Good evening, I'm Chris Voss. Time again for an exploration of the new here on WCRB. It's Out of the Box. Out of the Box is a series focused on new albums and new sounds. Every week I'll bring you an album that I think is really worth an extra listen, something I think you'll really enjoy too. And I'll pair that with an article on our website with ways to listen to the albums all the way through anytime you like, plus interviews and links and more. I hope you enjoy Out of the Box. Well, thanks for joining me here on this last Sunday of 2019. And tonight I wanted to feature some incredible instruments on Out of the Box. They're called the Violins of Hope, and maybe you've heard of them before. These are instruments that were played by Jewish musicians in concentration camps during the Holocaust, and for the last two decades have been lovingly restored by Israeli luthiers Amnon and Avshalom Weinstein, each instrument inlaid with this Star of David and now played around the world as part of a larger effort to teach about the Holocaust, which is how these instruments ended up with the Nashville Symphony in 2018 as part of a project they were doing to facilitate dialogue around art and social justice and free expression. The project, the Violins of Hope project, culminated in a commissioned symphony, actually, by Jonathan Leshnoff, and that's the symphony we're going to hear tonight. It's called Hechalos, named for the 2,000-year-old Jewish mystical text, and the symphony features the Violins of Hope. It's actually a really great video of Leshnoff talking about what inspired this music and what it means to him and the influence of Jewish spirituality and mysticism on his music. It's a video that I can't do justice here, but I invite you to check out the website for Out of the Box and watch the video after you finish listening to the symphony. That's classicalwcrb.org/out-of-the-box. You can also see some of these beautiful instruments there. I did, however, really love what Leshnoff wrote about this symphony in the program notes. He said, "I see the Violins of Hope as the physical embodiment of Jewish survival, and I see my symphony as representation of the spiritual and ethical embodiment of this Jewish survival." Symphony is in two parts. The first is quite jarring and powerful, and the second is more ethereal and mystical, if you will, sort of a Barbara Adagio-esque somberness. And it's that second part that features the Violins of Hope playing. So I invite you to spend 20 minutes right now and experience some really poignant music. This is Giancarlo Guerrero with the Nashville Symphony playing the Violins of Hope on Jonathan Leshnoff's Hechalos Symphony on Out of the Box from WCRB.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've listened to it so many times the last few weeks. It is powerful and poignant, and every time it just sort of feels like it takes the words away. That is Jonathan Leshnov's Hechalos Symphony, played on the violins of hope with Giancarlo Guerrero and the Nashville Symphony Orchestra. Violins of hope, you may know, were the violins played by Jewish musicians during the Holocaust and which have been, over the last two decades, restored by these incredible Israeli luthiers, Avshalom and Amnon Weinstein. And they're really works of art, these instruments. They're absolutely beautiful to listen to and powerful to listen to and also to see. It's from a 2019 release on Naxos, and that music you can hear again and also see the violins and their beautiful Star of David inlays that the Weinsteins have added. Plus, hear Jonathan Leshnov describe the relationship he has to the mystical qualities of these instruments and this music and his music in general. All that is at the Out of the Box website, classicalwcrb.org/out of the box.